Sometime later this year, car buyers in Arizona and California will be able to walk into a dealership and drive away a zero-emission, battery-powered vehicle. At the Los Angeles Auto Show today, General Motors announced that its sporty, previously experimental electric car, the Impact, is going into production. And that means GM will be the first major car maker in modern times to produce an electric car for sale to the general public. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Detroit.
The electric vehicles GM unveiled today will be expensive. They'll sell for somewhere around $35,000, and they'll need to be recharged overnight after a drive of just 60 miles or so. But GM officials predict that long-term, they'll be able to make money in the electric car business. At the LA Auto Show, GM Chairman Jack Smith said that after years of research, it's time to take the electric car out of the laboratory and get it out on the road.
The electric car, like any other technology or product, needs to face the discipline of production and marketing. It needs to feel the cold pressure of the bottom line and the hot breath of the consumer. It is GM's goal to make a business out of electric cars.
GM will offer two battery-powered models. The first is a sedan known as the Impact, to be sold at select Saturn dealerships in Los Angeles, San Diego, Phoenix, and Tucson beginning this fall. The Impact was designed as an electric vehicle, meaning it's not a battery-powered version of an existing gas-powered car. GM Smith described the Impact's attributes.
It's a real car with power steering, power brakes, power windows, a CD player, and cruise control. It's a car for people who never want to go to a gas station again.
The other model will be an electric version of the Chevy S10 pickup truck. It will be sold nationally, though it should be noted that performance suffers significantly in colder climates. Jack Smith acknowledged that the price of the vehicles and their limited driving range will limit their appeal.
In all honesty, it is probably not a car for everyone. But then, neither is the Corvette or the Suburban.
GM's announcement comes just weeks after word that the state of California will ease its mandate that all car makers sell large numbers of electric vehicles there by the year 1998. Analysts like Dave Cole of the University of Michigan say GM sales in the segment will be quite small until the price comes down and there are technological breakthroughs to increase the driving distance between charges.
There'll be a learning curve. They don't want to be committed to selling so many vehicles in a certain length of time at a certain price. But they, in my judgment, have a plan to make a business out of it, which means to be able to sell vehicles to people that want to buy them at an affordable price and make a profit on those.
Though Cole says it could be a long time before GM can hope to make money selling electric cars. Cole also says that in the future, we should watch for the development of cars which can run on either electricity or gasoline. Hybrids, he calls them. And he says look for GM and other companies to push electric vehicles in emerging markets such as India or China, where they may be ideal for congested urban areas. This is Don Gagne in Detroit.